This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I want to thank you guys. Many of you don't realize that you can email me. Either email me directly at drdahlia@hotmail.com, which is pretty cool because it looks like one of my old classmates who listened to my prom story yesterday emailed us. And your medical questions and your medical comments and your concerns, etc., can also be emailed on our contact form at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And the reason why I say this is I got a couple emails last night when we were talking about pain. Many of you listened to my show at different times throughout the day. And one of you had said you didn't realize that you could email me. And that's okay. You know, I say it on my show, but I understand that, you know, you're just so enthralled with all the content I give you that maybe you don't realize that you could email me on my website. And you've been in pain for years. And what do? As doctors are writing less and less pain medications. There was also news today that one medication that I guess the medical community had some high hopes for may not pass its FDA obstacle course because risks are outweighing benefits. So we're going to talk about pain and talk about, you know, what it's going to look like in the future because it's kind of scary with the lawsuits that we discussed yesterday and all the anti-pain medication sort of sentiment because, and understandably so, of all the overdoses, what does it do to innocent people that have pain or somebody like me that thinks God doesn't, but I see what happens to many of my patients when the spinal stenosis sets in or the degenerative disc disease sets in or you need a hip replacement, etc. I want to make sure that there's something available for me when I need it. I am afraid of having pain. And I don't know how long, you know, it's going to be until I finally need to, you know, take something if I need to. So it's a very scary time, so I definitely want to walk you guys through it. Other things we need to talk about today is 2,200 children have fallen ill in suspected food poisoning in Egypt. We're going to talk about that. In this day and age, you would think food poisoning would be less of an issue, and it's not. In fact, it's even higher, I think. So we're going to talk about that. A widow is naming a raw milk creamery in a wrongful death lawsuit claiming their company is what caused her husband in Vermont to die from a listeria-related stroke. Now, we talked about listeria a lot. I believe it was back in 2012 when there was that cantaloupe listeria outbreak, and this scared the hell out of us. A lot of people died. A lot of people got sick. So apparently, now we have a raw milk creamery named in a wrongful death lawsuit, New York-based. So we're going to talk about that. Now, while we're talking about food poisoning and issues with food, a study came out talking about how the 5-second rule may be extended for 30 minutes if we're talking about chips and cookies. Now, please don't quote me with that, but apparently there are foods you could drop for more than a half hour before it absorbs bacteria. I cry BS, but that's just, yeah. We have a man who was, I guess, drunk in southern China that put 2 live fish into his anus. We will tell you what those fish eventually did. And while we're still on the PG-17, maybe R, rated R stories, unfortunately women in Russia, especially, are using sex to pay for car mechanics, plumbers, because of their economic struggles. So if, let's say, my husband is at work and he says, look, write a check to the plumber, and the plumber is really expensive, all right? I guess some plumbers, maybe not in America, would actually take sex. Now, mind you, okay, maybe 20 years ago they'd take sex from me. Now, probably not. But that's how some people are trying to pay for the fix-it. Well, wasn't there a company called Rent-A-Husband? Wasn't there some company that, yeah, anyway. A woman's headphones explode mid-flight after she falls asleep listening to music. Her headphones explode. Then we're going to talk about all the BS going on right now in the government. The wiretapping. Oh, Trump's tax return. That was absolutely ridiculous. I think news is starting to get so desperate when it comes to getting headlines and making sure people watch to increase their ratings. I guess Rachel Maddow, I believe it was it MSNBC or was it NBC, had a copy of Donald Trump's federal income tax return. So they had tweeted it and made such a big deal. Nobody cared. But when the people that did care, I guess, tuned in to watch, they showed that Donald Trump had paid about $38 million in federal income taxes, which was a tax rate of about 25%, lower than many of ours, unfortunately. But still, $38 million he paid in federal income taxes. Thank you for that $38 million. And I guess they're trying to make a big deal. And I just want to talk to you guys about news and medical articles and headlines and just kind of remind you that this is a business, all right? These news outlets, it costs money to hire, and you know what they pay these anchors. I mean, some of these anchors are making millions of dollars. So these news outlets, they need to attract listeners. And the more your ratings are up, the more you could attract advertisers. So the headline has to be more interesting. You know, we talked about this with reality TV. You know, reality TV does get edited. There are certain scenes re-videoed, because what would reality TV be? I walk into Walmart, I go, where's the bathroom? The bathroom's over there. So I go to the bathroom for 10 minutes, I come out. I need vitamins, they're over there. That's not exciting. So, you know, things have to, you know, people go to news now for entertainment. Unfortunately, I think what we're doing is we're diluting it and we're exhausting people. Kind of like a drug that you become tolerant to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, Blake, Mackenzie, and all the men. I know I got a football team working the dial today. It is so great. I love being around all these men. It's just so much testosterone. I love it. I'm just the kind of woman that needs a lot of men to handle her. That's just the way it is. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, one pain medication may not be able to make it to the market because the benefits of Endo International PLC's long-acting opioid painkiller no longer outweighs the risk, according to an independent panel to the U.S. FDA. Now, remember, these companies, these pharmaceutical companies, spend millions of dollars researching and developing these medications, and so they obviously hope that it passes the FDA's approval. So it could get out there onto the market, and it could be sold, and it could be used, and then they could hopefully start making some of their money back. That's how it works. All right? Whether you like it or not, that's just how it works. The advisory committee meeting was called to address the high abuse rate of Endo's Opana ER and other oxymorphone formulations. All right? As the health regulator looks to stem the tide of opioid abuse, overdose, and addiction, which means companies that are developing these medications are going to be hitting an uphill battle. Even though you and I are going, now, wait a second, though. All right? Don't we need medications that are less addictive, that deal with the pain, are less addictive, and, less able to be abused? Don't we want people developing those? And these long-acting opioid painkillers, maybe they're not the panacea, but they could help stem some of the abuse, because a long-term pain medication, and this is why one of you had asked me last year, why a long-term pain medication? If you're in pain, you need something now. The reason why is, for those of you in chronic pain, you're probably nodding your head. If you could, when you wake up in the morning, take something long-acting, you hopefully don't need to hit the short-acting pills. Like, they don't make Lortab anymore. They call it Norco, Vicodin, Percocet. You don't need to take the hydrocodone or the oxycodone short-acting medications. All right? You could then, because when we treat pain, one thing we're taught is you don't just want to treat the symptom. You want to treat the underlying cause, and you want to prevent the pain from coming on. For those of us that have ever had a migraine, and mind you, I will never try to put myself in your shoes. All right? Any of you that have chronic pain, real bad neuropathy, failed back syndrome, spinal stenosis, any of you that have major, major pain, I would not try to compare, what I've gone through to that. Yes, I've had a kidney stone. Yes, I've been in labor. But in terms of chronic pain, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. All right. However, the one thing I can relate to is migraines. Now, when I start to get a migraine, if I could take an Excedrin migraine, and I'm not trying to do a commercial for them, but I got to tell you, man, those Excedrin migraines do the trick. Remember, they were off the market for some period of time, and we all panicked. And, yeah, there were generics like Target brand. It did okay, but there's nothing like Excedrin migraine, and just one baby pill could prevent me from having weeks of pain. Don't ask. And, again, there's no narcotic in it. All right? But I've tried to, man up and, man up. Okay, I've tried to man up and, work through it. So I'll be at work. Let's say it's about 4 or 5 o'clock at night. I don't want to take an Excedrin migraine because there's caffeine in it. And if I take one of those, I won't be able to sleep. So I'll say, you know what? The headache will go away. I'm going to will it away. I'm going to try and meditate it away. It gets worse. And then it gets worse to the point where I finally get home at 6, 7 o'clock at night, and now I have to take 2 Excedrin migraine, and I'm up the whole night because of the caffeine. That's a problem. That's, so we're taught early on, nip it in the bud, which is also kind of difficult because in some settings, working your way through it, sometimes the pain does go away. Sometimes you can forget about the headache. Sometimes you can forget about the back pain. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I went 4 hours, I was distracted, I was at a movie, but now I'm in pain again because I'm thinking about it, but at least you got away with not taking an extra pill because you were able to do distraction techniques, which is still very, very effective, which is why we like to use behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy, a whole biofeedback, a whole variety of things to help you decrease your perception of your pain. So a long-acting pain medication allows those of you who have already been diagnosed, where the medical provider says, look, you are in pain. Duh. We've done everything. You are going to need pain medications pretty much the rest of your life. Rather than them needing to pop a pill every 4 to 6 hours, which, by the way, your Percocet, your Vicodin, your Norco has Tylenol attached to it. Before, it used to have 500 milligrams, a half a gram of Tylenol. Now it has 325 milligrams of Tylenol. But you needed to take 6 of those a day. You're starting to take too much acetaminophen a day. So the one thing the pharmaceutical industry is trying to do, and what the medical community wants, which is why the pharmaceutical company sees a market, is to come up with something that won't hurt the liver, that you could take long term, that doesn't require you to always need to hit the bottle. So it is a smart move, right? Will there be a market for it once all the changes occur? I don't know. We know that deaths involving opioids like prescription painkillers, heroin, other street drugs have just, as Fox News puts it, catapulted in recent years. They say the CDC estimates that 91 Americans die every day to opioid overdose. So in the next few months, we are going to be looking at 100 people a day, if not already, dying of opioid overdose. And we talked about how it kills. How opioids kill is they lower your respiratory drive. So when they start to lower your respiratory drive, your body forgets to breathe. And you pass out. So Opana ER is a long-acting variation of oxymorphine that's intended to treat pain severe enough to require daily, around-the-clock, long-term opioid treatment. It was initially approved in 2006, a new formulation of Opana ER, designed to deter the snorting and oral abuse, and it hit the market in 2012. So look at how this medication was designed. And again, you need to understand how pharmaceutical companies work. Look at how the drug was approved in 2006, and then a new formulation hit the market in 2012. Look how many years pass, even though it still was on the market back then. It does still take a while, and it could take years for you to have a new form of it coming out on the market later. It's not that they came up with it in 2012 and all of a sudden it landed. They were working on that for years. So data shows that nasal abuse has reduced with this long-acting formulation. But IV abuse has increased. So why? Well, nasal abuse and snorting these medications, if it's a long-acting, you're not going to get the buzz. So people are going to IV to get the quicker hit. FDA staff noted in an internal review on Thursday, acknowledging that it was unclear whether the rise was tied directly to the reformulation. They say the trend was apparent before the reformulation hit the market, and abuse rates are similarly high for oxymorphone generics. So 18 panelists recommended that the benefit of the Opana reformulation continues to eclipse the risk of serious side effects, while 8 disagreed and 1 member abstained from voting. So the FDA usually follows the recommendations, but if the panelists can't agree and this doesn't go through, we're going to have some issues, all right? And we need these medications to be able to, we need to not get stagnant when it comes to R&D and advancement of this. As pharmacies are saying, sorry, I'm not stocking the medications anymore, and we told you why, right? Some of the big pharmacies got sued and got fined and got hit pretty hard because they had filled more than what the government thought their amount of prescriptions should have been. And when we kind of looked at the numbers, it really wasn't that bad. It looked kind of average considering your population base. But so many pharmacies are like, well, then this is what we'll do. So we're under the wire for getting sued. We'll just stock so many. And then we're out. Sorry. And patients were telling me the pharmacy's out. They don't have any more of this medication. So some pharmacies have eased up a little bit, and, you know, now it's easier to get medications, but doctors are being, you know, threatened that they'll lose their license if they overwrite medications. So I understand we need to curb the abuse, but those of you in real pain, what do you do? So let's talk about some things you could do for pain to kind of ease the next change, is that next group of changes that you're going to see in healthcare. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
You You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, if I could beg you guys to do anything. No, we're not talking about the plumbing story. If I could beg you guys to do anything, it's start preparing for not having access to pain medications now. If you already haven't started to feel the sting of what's been going on, it's coming. If we're having close to 100 people die a day of opioid overdose. All right, it is going to trickle down to you guys. And mind you, none of us are happy about the overdose spikings and death by overdose. Nobody is. All right, pain pills are a cheap way to get a high. I also blame part of the recession. Don't worry, I'm not blaming Obama, but I am blaming part of the recession because it was a cheaper way to get high, right? You know, medications, especially generics, ended up being cheap. You could get your narcotics for $5 or $10, and you could get high off of those, and you didn't have to risk going to jail trying to get marijuana. It wasn't legal then. So it was a very inexpensive way for people to get high, and it was a legal way for people to get high. Years ago, I told you the kids are doing this. The high school kids are upstairs while the parents are watching TV, hanging out, and they think the kids are studying. And what they're doing is they're throwing all these pills into a bowl. I forget what the process was called. They would take a handful of these pills, chase it with some beer or alcohol, and they would get high that way. And nobody could accuse them of smoking pot or snorting cocaine, and they wouldn't ruin their chances of getting into a college because it was just a Percocet or a Lortab, or in that mix there might have been a Viagra and an Ambien and who knows. So whatever was in mommy's or daddy's cupboard, that's what they would take. And many of these kids and younger individuals learned that, you know, the high from a narcotic is kind of nice. Right? Some of them got a boost of energy. School seemed to be a little bit more fun. Work seemed to be a little bit more fun. I told you one of my patients who had muscle wasting, who had a disease. He had a musculoskeletal disease. He had been seen specialists, but the specialist had me write his pain medication. Finally admitted to me the pain was never that bad, but he was taking his pain medication to like the clients more. He was a poker dealer, and you know, people just got on his nerve. And if he took the Lortab, he liked them more. And luckily he stopped, and, you know, we got him off the medications. And I didn't suspect that he was abusing them for the wrong reason, because we had proof and we saw the muscle wasting. I mean, he was having some major issues, but it didn't hurt him. That's not why I was taking the medication. And so people were taking these medications, and people are taking these medications for other reasons. All right? Let's say somebody doesn't want to take the Excedrin migraine for their headache, like I suggested, because they have an insomnia issue. They want to be able to sleep at night. They'll reach for a Percocet instead for their headache. Now, I learned very early on that if you take a pain medication, when that pain medication wears off, that headache comes back threefold. So I am deathly scared of taking a pain medication because my headaches are bad. In fact, after I had surgery this Christmas, I, for my hernia and all the other stuff I was dealing with, I noticed if I took any pain medication for the surgery, I would get a headache later that night. So I didn't want to take it. I was scared to death of taking it. And so what do you do? Are we prepared as the government and as medical boards and as doctors and as pharmacists say, I don't want to get in trouble. It's not worth it. Just don't come here. What are you going to do? Now, many studies talk about, well, why don't you take ibuprofen? All right. Utilize NSAIDs. And these studies say, look, they work better than the pain medication. That's true. All right. When I had surgery, ibuprofen did so much more for my pain than anything else. Absolutely. The problem is many of you guys have been told that you have renal insufficiency or kidney issues, or you're at risk for an ulcer, or you have severe gastroesophageal reflux disease. So your doctor tells you, no, you are off the anti-inflammatories, you're off the NSAIDs. You know, what we saw was a huge spike. I told you guys this. The reason why I, as a medical provider, rather than slowing down with my pain medication prescription, actually wrote more small prescriptions of narcotics after about 2007, 2008, because so many of my patients that were living longer, that were dealing with arthritis and dealing with the aches and pains of getting older, were taking Motrin and Aleve like there's no tomorrow. So I do some blood work on them, and I go, whoa, hold the phone. Look at this. Your kidneys are bad. What's going on with your kidneys? No, let me get you to a kidney doctor and no more Motrin. But I need to. That's why I'm in pain. Well, let me give you a little pain medication in the meantime, but let's go see the kidney doctor and see what we could do, because I don't want you on pain medicines the rest of your life. But the kidney doctor said, I agree with Dahlia, no more NSAIDs, no more anti-inflammatories. So patients like, well, what do I do for pain? Well, if I'm not allowed to tell you to take an anti-inflammatory and Tylenol doesn't cut it, I'm going to give you something for pain. Yeah, it was a small prescription, but, you know. So what we need to do is we need to look at alternatives. And, guys, you got to look into massage. Massages do work. And the reason why massages work, and don't say, oh, yeah, I've tried it all. I understand. There's some of you guys that have tried it all. But for those of you that just had maybe one massage and didn't like it because it hurt, all right, you got to go back and find somebody that you do like. All right, I have fibromyalgia where my muscles just hurt. I hate going for a massage. I can't stand going for a massage because it hurts when they touch certain muscle groups. However, it does release endorphins. It does release serotonin. These are the body's natural type of painkillers. Also helps you with your moods and decreases stress. At one point on my show, I recommended everybody go and get massages just to see if it lowered your blood pressure, helped your insulin sensitivity. So there's a lot of benefits for massage. Another thing is acupuncture. All right, I can't tell you how my patients love that. And, you know, I was in practice with Dr. Stu Curry, who did perform acupuncture, and they liked it. It worked for their migraines, their fibromyalgia, their tension headaches, their sciatica, even rheumatoid arthritis. And so this, you know, correcting the imbalances of energy, right, in the body, this qi, you know, it seems to, you know, helps. Now, it may not help everybody, but I would say try acupuncture, all right? There's, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing. I've never seen a risk. I've never seen anything go wrong. Remember I taught you guys about cognitive behavioral therapy? And I know some of you are like, look, it's easier for me just to get my medication. I'll deal with it later. No. All right, it is going to be very difficult for you to get your pain medications, which means you need to start, you know, storing them up, right? So you'll have them for a rainy day, and you need to start figuring out how to deal with it on your own. And cognitive behavioral therapy can help you talk your way out of the pain. Remember, your pain is your brain's interpretation of what's happening to your finger or your toe or your ankle or your back. So absolutely, you have the power to talk yourself out of some of the pain, maybe not all of it. If you have a rip-roaring neuropathy, there's only so much you could do. But if you could lessen it where you don't have to pop two pills and only one, you know, try hypnotherapy. Why not? Prevention.com talks about hypnosis and guided imagery. Why not? Try it. You know, it is now a recommended treatment for lower back pain by the American College of Physicians and American Pain Society. So it's supposed to reduce a state of consciousness marked by deep relaxation, yet increased intensity of awareness. Right? And meditation. Okay? There's other things we'll talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Bridget from Sacramento writes, I cut back on my pain medication use by using, I cut back on my pain medication use by using Ambien at night to sleep. If I sleep straight through the night, I can forgo a pain pill in the evening.
So this is interesting. I don't know if we ever talked about this on the show, how I get a little nervous about the mixing it up a little bit, because you could still have the other medications on board. But I get what some people are doing in order to save their pain medication. So maybe what they'll do is they'll take a Tylenol PM or they'll take a sleeping pill. If they could sleep throughout the night, then they don't have to take a pain pill before they go to bed at night. But then the next day when they wake up, they take the pain medication, then they take another one at noon. And so, you know, I get that. The logic is there. The only problem is the safety isn't. And a study has come out discussing, this is in the British Medical Journal, echoing the fact that people using painkillers while they're taking sleeping pills can be very dangerous, and it could put you at risk for overdose. Now, what did I teach you guys today? How do painkillers kill you? They lower your respiratory drive. Well, your respirations already slow down, and your oxygenation already slows down when you sleep. So you need to be alert and awake to breathe. You know, in the old movies, somebody who was overdosed, you would see in the movie or in the TV show, they would say, stay awake, stay awake, stay awake, and smack them in the face and try to keep them up. Stay awake, stay awake. And you're like, well, wait a second, why are they trying to wake somebody up who overdosed? Let the body relax. Let the body get used to it. Make sure he breathes. Let them, you know, why put them under the stress of bouncing them around? I think on Good Times, Jimmy Walker had to do that. JJ tried to keep somebody, I don't know, I remember it was some show in the 70s. And, you know, why are they waking them up? Why are they waking them up? Because if, let's say it's an overdose with a painkiller, right, your respiratory drive stops. If we could wake you up and get the epinephrine to kick in, this is from a layman's perspective, then you'll breathe again. And of course, in medical settings, we use naloxone, or naltrexone. What we do is we try to reverse the opioid encumbrance on the mu receptors, and we try to, you know, reverse it by competing with the pain medication that's circulating in your body and then going into the receptors. So that's how we do it from a medical standpoint. But what a lot of lay people have tried to do, and sometimes ineffectively, is keep you awake and try to wake you up. So you're taking a narcotic, or you have narcotics on board, and then you're taking a sleeping pill. You see how dangerous that is. The study was published in the British Medical Journal, shows that taking strong prescription painkillers such as opioids together with sleeping pills such as benzodiazepines, Xanax, Ativan, Valium, could increase your risk of opioid overdose. I would like to also throw some of the other medications that we use, like Lunesta and Ambien and et cetera. I would be concerned about that. I would also be concerned about the Benadryl use as well. But benzodiazepines are scary in and of themselves because you could also overdose on those. They say researchers say opioids should be prescribed cautiously among patients who are taking benzodiazepines. And everybody knows somebody on Xanax. So many people are taking Xanax these days. So now medical providers may say, whoa, 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 whoa. If you're taking Xanax, I can't give you this narcotic. So, and I'll tell you more about that. I know some of you guys are going, huh. All right, I can hear you. Researchers also called for educational programs that warn prescribers and patients about the risk of taking both medications concurrently. They said that in many countries, the increased use of prescription painkillers and the resulting potential for addiction and overdose represent a growing public health concern. Nearly 30% of fatal opioid overdoses in the U.S. have involved benzodiazepines. Now, this is something we haven't heard. We think people are just taking their narcotic or shooting their heroin or whatever. And I talked to you guys about what happened with Heath Ledger and what happens, unfortunately, in a lot of these cases. Somebody has a Valium on board, or they have an Ambien on board, or they have a pain medication on board. Right? And these things synergistically can kill you. The researchers said that raises the possibility that some of the increase in opioid-related deaths might be caused by increases in their concurrent use with benzodiazepines over time. So you take your painkiller in the morning, you take your Xanax, Ativan, Valium at night, Clonopin, you take that at night, that narcotic is still on board in your body.
that benzodiazepine could still be on board the next day. I understand some of them have short half-lives, but still. So we need to find out if people are multi-medicating, doing polypharmacy, and is that what's making them more at risk for dying? You know, the average person doesn't die from taking one Percocet, but you start mixing everything else into the mix, that's an issue. So this study looked at 300,000 privately insured people aged 18 to 64 who were prescribed an opioid between 2001 and 2013. They found that 9% of opioid users also received a prescription for benzodiazepines in 2001, increasing to 17% in 2013. Now, I mean, mind you, it was a stressful, you know, last decade. I get that. Several factors could have, you know, affected the results. Maybe they got older. You know, maybe there were other, you know, medical issues, but they took all that into account. And compared with opioid users who did not have a Xanax or Valium on board at the time, concurrent use of both drugs was associated with a substantially higher risk of a hospital visit for opioid overdose. Now, this was an observational study, so they can't say cause and effect, meaning they looked, this was something where they looked at a group of people, and they found, okay, well, this group of people, and these studies, by the way, you know, many people rip on these observational studies. Sometimes that's the best we have. You know, we really can't, in a lot of these studies, say, okay, you 100 people, I'm going to have half of you take narcotics and benzodiazepines every day, and let's see if you die. We can't do that in science. So what we have to do is we have to look back and see who died or who had the overdose. And then look at their medical records and go, what else did they have on board? Or look at their drug testing. Or, you know, and most of the time, that's how we could get a very accurate account of what was in their body if they did a drug screen, as opposed to getting a history because they were overdosed. So if you're taking, if I could summarize this, if you're taking Xanax, benzodiazepines, Valium, etc., you should not be taking pain medication at the same time, and vice versa. If you're taking pain medications, popping a Xanax or a Valium or whatever to sleep, I know that's not what Bridget was doing, but still, could be very dangerous and very deadly. Now, because of a study like this, doctors are going to look at that and go, well, look, any of my patients on Xanax, I'm just not going to give them any narcotics. And there you are going, well, wait a second. Okay, one of the reasons why I have anxiety is because I'm in chronic pain and because I don't sleep well, so I'm anxious the next day. So I need something to sleep. And so now you have to choose between a narcotic and something to sleep or something for anxiety. This is going to be tough. All right, I see the other side of it because I was a doctor. I am a doctor, but I had my practice for years before I started to teach at Toro University. And so I understand that you can't just say, all right, guys, no more, you know, and scare doctors. Because remember, they'll get sued. If you had a prescription for Xanax written 2 months ago, and then you come in and you need a pain medication, and you take that pain medication, and you overdose because of the pain medication and the Xanax prescription that was given to you a couple months ago, your doctor is going to get sued by your family. And they're going to have a tough time defending themselves. That's why I expect a lot of medical providers to not be handing out the medications. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.